Okay, let's dive into something truly unsettling today. We're looking at early 1900s Western Florida and this bizarre, deeply disturbing pattern involving one woman known as Mississippi and her husbands.
11 husbands vanished right after their weddings.
Exactly. 11 men, same woman, same venue. It sounds almost, well, unbelievable, doesn't it?
It really does stretch credibility. You hear that and think, how? How could that happen 11 times without someone stopping it?
But when you start digging, the details get even colder.
It kicks off in 1909, her first marriage to a cucumber.
They get married, everyone leaves the party, and he's just gone. Poof. No trace.
Vanished. And that sets this terrifying precedent.
Because it wasn't just a one-off tragedy, was it?
No. Over the next 8 years, Mississippi marries 10 more men.
10 more at the same place?
Same creepy venue, yes. And after every single wedding ceremony, the groom disappears. Same circumstances, no explanation.
The repetition is just chilling. It feels almost, I don't know, ritualistic.
It really does. And you have to wonder, how did this go on for so long? 8 years.
What was it about that place or about her that just deflected suspicion? It's baffling.
Well, and then there's the money angle, which adds another layer entirely.
Right. By 1917, after husband number 11 disappears, she's apparently inherited their estates.
Making her a multimillionaire by the standards of the day.
So suddenly you've got a potential motive staring you right in the face. It shifts from just strange disappearances to something.
Much more calculated, much darker. It suggests planning, not just bad luck repeated 11 times.
You start thinking about premeditation, about the kind of mind that could do that again and again.
Which then leads us to 1918.
Husband number 12, S. Manila.
Even after 11 men vanished, after she's become incredibly wealthy under these, let's say, highly suspicious circumstances, he marries her.
It makes you question the whole atmosphere, doesn't it? What were people thinking or not thinking?
Exactly. Were these men just completely isolated? Did they have no family, no friends asking questions?
Where was the alarm? The intervention, the lack of it is almost as strange as the disappearances themselves.
It really speaks to maybe the isolation of the time, or perhaps how things just weren't connected back then.
So the 12th wedding happens. It goes off just like the others, seemingly.
Vows exchanged, guests head home.
And then Mississippi suggests a game to S. Manila,
And he agrees, probably thinking nothing of it.
which feels like a change, right? The others just vanished. Now there's this interaction, this game.
It does feel different. Maybe she was getting bolder, more reckless, or maybe this was always part of it. Just this time it went wrong for her.
Because the game wasn't innocent at all.
Not even close. She
Yeah.
blindfolds him
Okay.
and then ties weights to his legs.
Oh no, you can just imagine his confusion turning into sheer terror.
The blindfold, the weights, it's clear what she intends. And the location she chooses, the pond behind the venue,
Suggests a method, perhaps.
certainly makes you think. She then throws him in.
Into the pond, just like that.
He's fighting for his life, obviously. But then something unexpected happens.
What?
The chain holding the weights, it snaps.
No way, seriously.
Pure chance, maybe, but it breaks. He manages to get out,
He escapes after all of
escapes,
No.
runs through the woods, terrified, and gets to the police, reports the whole thing, attempted murder.
That snap chain,
Yeah.
that's the moment everything changes. The pattern is finally broken.
Absolutely. His survival, his report. That's the catalyst. That's what brings the authorities crashing down on this whole situation.
So the police raid the mansion that same night.
They arrest Mississippi, apparently after a bit of a struggle.
And the next morning, they decide to drain that pond.
Can you imagine being there, watching that water level drop, wondering what secrets it held?
The tension must have been immense.
It's like the truth literally rising to the surface, all the suspicion, all the whispers, about to become cold, hard
Like
reality.
at the bottom.
The remains, not just one set,
11.
11 individuals
Yeah.
found in the mud at the bottom of that pond.
God, it's just the scale of it is horrifying. 11 men.
It confirms the pattern in the most brutal way possible. This wasn't just disappearances, it was mass murder concealed for years.
It just forces you to confront this capacity for sustained hidden violence. It's unthinkable.
So the big question becomes, why? What drives a person to do this? Not once, but 11, nearly 12 times.
What was going on inside her head, psychologically?
Well, obviously, we can't diagnose from a distance, especially not over a century later, but the level of planning, the repetition, the clear financial motive, the apparent lack of empathy.
It points towards certain traits, maybe?
It might suggest traits often associated with psychopathy or severe antisocial personality disorders. That cold, calculated approach over such a long period is deeply disturbing from a psychological perspective.
And what about the time and place? Early 1900s, rural Florida. How much did that play into it?
Oh, massively, I'd imagine. Think about it. Communication was slow. Communities could be very isolated. It wasn't like today where news travels instantly.
So patterns might take much longer to emerge or even be noticed across different areas.
Exactly. Plus, societal norms back then. People might have been less inclined to suspect a woman, a wife, of this kind of, well, serial violence.
Right. Gender expectations could have acted as a sort of cover.
Combine that with perhaps less advanced forensic science and police methods. It creates an environment where, tragically, something like this could potentially happen and stay hidden.
It still makes you wonder about all the details lost to time. How did she explain husband number two disappearing? Or number five? Or 10?
What were the whispers in the community? Did anyone try to raise the alarm and just wasn't believed?
That silence, that lack of recorded suspicion for so long, is almost as unsettling as the crimes.
We're left piecing it together, speculating about the lives of those 11 men and the fear that must have eventually surrounded that venue, that woman.
It's an incredibly dark story. 11 lives just snuffed out, discovered almost by accident because the 12th victim was lucky or the chain was faulty.
And it really underscores how something utterly horrific can become, in a twisted way, routine. Hidden right there until one small thing, one snap chain, changes everything.
So thinking about Mississippi and her 11 vanished husbands, it really forces you to grapple with the extremes of human behavior, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it leaves you with that lingering, uneasy thought.
Yeah.
How many other stories like this, maybe not as extreme, but just as dark, are still out there, submerged beneath the surface of history, just waiting